Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Olusheye Igbafe, and as always, I am so excited that you have joined me today on this episode. It has been a while since I last recorded an episode, and I am so excited to be back. So let's jump right in. Today we're going to be having a conversation about attitude. Because your attitude matters, and it's important that you choose the right attitude to live life. Your attitude as a person actually affects every aspect of your life, and it colors or shapes the way you perceive life. The way you experience life is deeply influenced by your attitude. Now, the first question is, what is an attitude anyway? I mean, when you hear the word attitude, what comes to mind? An attitude is your mental positioning, your feelings or emotions about a particular thing or a particular situation. Your attitude describes how you feel, you know, how you behave, how you perceive things that happen to you. Basically, it is a perspective that characterizes a person. So the next question then will be, what is your attitude? What position, what view characterizes you as a person? I'm sure you have heard this popular saying that your attitude determines your altitude. I mean, these are popular sayings. Or the popular saying that attitude is everything. And while I may not say that attitude is everything, I will say that your attitude has a strong impact on how you experience life. Your attitude colors every aspect of your life. So it's like a paintbrush. Your attitude can paint your life in dark colors, gray, brown, black, you know, make everything look gloomy, irrespective of how they are. Or your attitude can paint your life in vibrant colors so that life seems exciting and dynamic. So your attitude is the lens through which you see life. That is why it is important that we talk about attitude. Your attitude matters more than you realize in your journey of success or your journey to having a good life, because you can be having a good life, and if you have a negative attitude, you would not even perceive yourself to be having a good life. Many things could have led to the kind of attitude that you currently have. For example, your environment, you know, how you grew up, the kind of perspectives that you had as a child or that was shared with you, your background, your belief system. All those things have contributed to whatever attitude it is that you currently have. The good news that I have for you is that you can change your attitude. No matter what level your attitude is, no matter how negative it is, or no matter even how positive it is, you can improve your attitude because your attitude is a choice. Now, you may say, I did not choose my attitude. Yes, it may have been an unconscious choice, but your attitude is still a choice. Now that you are aware of the impact of your attitude, you can actually make a better choice and choose the attitude that you want to have in life. Now, I know some other people will probably say something like, well, your attitude doesn't change facts. Like, if you are broke, you are broke, right? Like, if you don't have a job, you don't have a job. Your attitude is not going to get you a job. If you are broke, your attitude is not going to get you money. Or, you know, whatever it is that you don't have, your attitude is not going to bring that to you. So, and I will start by agreeing with you. It is true, your attitude will not change the fact in itself or may not be able to alter the fact in itself. However, your attitude can change how you experience the situation. It can change how you experience the circumstances. There's another popular saying that I'm sure you have heard that says that if life gives you lemon, make lemonade. That is all about attitude. I mean, if life gives you lemon, you can sit down and be sucking on the lemons and complaining and groaning and crying and telling everybody about it and become unhappy. That is one approach. That is, you know, one attitude to having lemons. Another attitude would be to make lemonade and make it into something that at least, while it might not be what you want, but at least you are not having such a horrible experience about it. You could also sell the lemons. I mean, that's an alternative that is, you know, that we don't often explore, but you could sell the lemons. You can do different things with the lemons, you know, sell the lemons and buy something that you want. So while your attitude may not be able to change the circumstance, it can change how you experience it. And that is very, very important, because your attitude has an impact on you. It has an impact on your health. It has an impact on your joy. So a situation can actually steal your joy if you have the wrong attitude. So let's say, for example, something as simple as being, I want to choose something common, like being in traffic. You can be in traffic and get yourself worried, agitated, upset. Your temperature goes up, your blood pressure goes up, and you can be in traffic, understanding that, you know, your attitude is not going to move the traffic faster, but you can choose to relax even in that situation, to listen to music, to just relax, to ruminate over your day, to bring a joke to your mind, to listen to radio. It's all about choices. You are still stuck in traffic. The traffic is still not moving, but you can choose to make yourself miserable, or you can choose to make yourself happy. And that is what your attitude does for you. It changes how you experience situations. And ultimately, this can actually have an impact on your outcome. Your attitude doesn't just impact you, it also impacts on others. You know, when you have a negative attitude, you affect the conversation with others. You create an environment with your attitude. So you may unconsciously, with a negative attitude, be creating negative environment for people. People are already depressed enough, and then they come around you and you depress them further. So it's important that you understand that your attitude doesn't just impact you. If you're always grumbling, if you're always complaining, if you're always criticizing, let me let you in on a secret. It's not going to be much fun being around you. And if people have options of not being around you, they will choose not to be around you. So the sphere of the impact of your attitude even goes beyond you to other people. When you become a vibe killer or a joy killer, when conversations with you begin to weigh people down, people will learn to step back. So your attitude then begins to impact negatively on others and even on situations. Because when a situation comes in and you have a negative attitude about it, your ability to come up with creative solutions is not going to flow. You will find that there's a limit on how quickly you can come up with solutions to ideas when you are having a negative attitude. So there are so many reasons why you need to have a positive attitude. How then do you develop? How then do you choose to have a positive attitude? The first thing is to take responsibility for whatever attitude you have right now. You have to take ownership. You have to say, okay, I am choosing to be in this mood. I am choosing to exhibit this attitude. I have chosen, or I was the one who chose it. Take responsibility for your attitude. And taking responsibility means that this attitude that I have is a choice and I can change it. Stop blaming other people and say, you put me in a bad mood. You made me angry. The country is making me feel depressed. The traffic is annoying me. Recognize that all those choices are yours. That is the first point of being empowered to choose your attitude. Number two, evaluate your current attitude. Why am I always like this? Ask yourself questions. Why? What kind of thinking leads me to do this? You know, if I'm in this kind of situation, if I'm in a traffic or if I don't have money, why am I always angry? Why am I always lashing out at people? Why is that my default response? Why is that my default attitude? When I don't get my way, when I don't win an argument, why do I exhibit this particular attitude? You need to question yourself, because in having that conversation with yourself, in evaluating why you have that attitude, you will then begin to see the thought pattern that leads you to that attitude. You will then begin to see the assumptions, the beliefs, the perspectives that have led you to that attitude. And when you do that, you can then begin to change the way you think. Begin to reframe your way of thinking. So going back to the basic example of being stuck in traffic, you can have two people stuck in traffic. The difference in how they experience that situation is about their perspective, is about how they reframe it. Reframing is simply changing how you look at things. So instead of getting agitated and annoyed and, honking on your horn, and you can ask yourself that, okay, I'm stuck in traffic. There is no need to get worked up or agitated. So what can I do right now? Can I listen to the radio? Can I listen to a podcast? Can I listen to music? Should I pray? Should I meditate? You then begin to reframe because you have realized that being worked up in traffic is not going to move the traffic further. Same thing about getting a job, same thing about getting a house, same thing about, almost every situation we find ourselves in life. And then you can begin to choose your attitude that, okay, let me maintain a good attitude, which is the last one. You now choose, having reframed and understood that, okay, there's nothing I can do about it, or, there's nothing I can do about it right now, then you can choose a positive attitude. I am going to choose to be happy. I'm going to choose to laugh. I'm going to choose to have fun. Then you have to choose your attitude. The thing about choosing a good attitude is that you have to choose a good attitude every day. You can start by, yes, choosing to always have a positive attitude or a good attitude in life, but then it is a choice you have to recommit to every day, because situations will come, circumstances will come, challenges will come that will shake the foundation of your choice of attitude. And so you have to consistently make that choice again and again. When you find yourself exhibiting a negative attitude, you have to catch yourself and then make that decision right there that, okay, I know this is a bit annoying, but I'm going to choose to be objective. I'm going to choose to be happy. I'm going to choose to see the fun in this. I'm going to choose to look at the positive side. So that is a continuous choice. Let me wrap up by saying this. Your attitude colors your experience of life. And of course, as I've explained, can also even impact your relationship with others. Your attitude is your choice. You have to choose the prism through which you will see life. You have to choose the paint through which you will color life. The bad thing about attitude, or a bad attitude, is that life may even be good, but if you choose a negative prism, if you choose a bad prism, you would always see the negative part of life. A situation can be fun and hilarious, but if you choose to view it with a negative prism, you would always see the negative part of life. So I encourage you today, choose a positive prism. Choose to see the best part of life. Choose a positive attitude every day and watch your experiences get better and better and better. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for listening in. I hope you learned something. I hope you're going to go out and always exhibit a fantastic attitude. Thank you. Till next time. Bye.